Good morning. It's 9 minutes past eight. Now, campaigners have told Saturday Breakfast that the child abuse scandal engulfing British football shows the government needs to consider bringing in mandatory reporting where certain groups of people working with children are legally required to report any concerns they have about abuse or neglect. 18 police forces are now investigating allegations of abuse at football clubs, and BBC News understands that a former employee of Southampton Football Club, who's been accused of abusing young boys in the 1980s, is still working in football. Meanwhile, the FA has released a video featuring the captains of four England teams, including Wayne Rooney, urging children and parents to raise any concerns they have about abuse.
It's important that everyone knows how to raise any concerns about a child's welfare with the FA, the police or local authority, so that appropriate action can be taken.
If you're a parent, please ask questions at your club to ensure all of this is in place.
If you're a young boy or girl and you're upset, hurt or scared with the way someone behaves with you, please let someone you trust know now.
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 Well, let's look in more detail about the idea of mandatory reporting. There's currently no law in place in Britain to force people to report concerns about abuse or neglect, but the government is currently looking at the possibility of bringing in a new law. Tom Perry is founder of Mandate Now, a pressure group seeking the introduction of mandatory reporting into UK law for people who work closely with children. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
And the Conservative MP, Tim Lawton, is the former Children's Minister. Good morning to you, Tim Lawton.
Morning.
Tom, let me just start with you. Why are you campaigning for mandatory reporting?
Well, it's really very simple. Our child protection framework within what are defined as regulated activities, sports, schools, health centres, clerical settings, and the list goes on, is dysfunctional. It's not working. And the evidence that it's not working, in very simple terms, is that we now have the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse. That has come from a failing framework. And we are behind the rest of the world. I mean, and just to put this into some sort of perspective, 72% of nations in Asia have mandatory reporting, 77% of Africa, 86% of Europe, this is important, 90% of the Americas, and we have mandatory reporting in Northern Ireland, which is a home nation, and it is functioning. We hear squeals that, you know, this will prompt system collapse, but the system isn't collapsing in Northern Ireland. It's not a very well-designed mandatory reporting framework in Northern Ireland because they've used law that was already on the books. But this is something that we need here because we know that when you introduce mandatory reporting into these settings, the number of referrals most certainly increases. It usually goes up by just over two times. But we also know that proportionally the number of children that are put into positions of protection also increase in line with pre-mandatory reporting levels. It works. The data, the hard data is there, and we need it.
So let me just ask Tim in that case why it hasn't happened so far in this case, because Tom makes a strong point there.
Yeah, and I'm sure his intention and my intentions are absolutely the same, that we want to make sure that where abuse is happening, people come forward and report it and appropriate action is taken. It's just not true to say that there is overwhelming evidence in favour of this and that the system in the UK isn't working at the moment. Where they introduced it in the United States back in the 1960s, they had 150,000 referrals. Today they have 3.6 million referrals, and it's completely overwhelming services. The problem isn't with referrals in the UK. Last year there were over 635,000 referrals to local authority children's social care. There is a much greater awareness of child abuse going on now, and many more people are reporting it. Unfortunately, many more victims now have the courage and the confidence to come forward and report it, and action is being taken. A lot more needs to be done, but the last thing we need to do is to make it a legal requirement that everybody has to report any faint suspicion of any child abuse, to tick the box, and of course everybody will report everything, completely overwhelm social services who are already struggling to do the job that they have in hand, and they'll spend all their time on low threshold or non-existent or vexatious complaints with even less time to spend on those really genuine cases of child abuse that they need to spend time to intervene on and take appropriate action to put that child in a place of safety.
Okay, Tom Perry from Mandate Now, respond to that.
Well, that's very simple. I mean, this is, you know, a vivid imagination being expressed by Mr. Lawton, I have to say. The documentation that was recently released by the Department for Education on for the MR consultation omitted the single single most important piece of research that was published in April of this year, and it is missing. And it is to do with the introduction of mandatory reporting into a single jurisdiction. It's a 7-year longitudinal study. The data is there, which demonstrates very clearly the very positive effect it has on citizens within that state, which was Western Australia. Now, here's the key thing, and that is that overall in Australia now, it having had mandatory reporting in the various states for some while now, I think the last state to go was 2009, what is now happening is that the number of referrals is dropping, okay, and is now below pre-mandatory reporting levels. The number of substantiations is higher than pre-mandatory reporting levels. And so, therefore, you're getting a better quality report from a lower number of referrals. That surely is what we want. And that is something that the government has a real challenge seeing. And it's hardly surprising when you don't include the research into the consultation documentation.
Well, let me just, for information, let me just read what the Home Office have said about this regarding mandatory reporting. They say, we're committed to doing all we can to protect children and make sure those at risk are identified as early as possible. That is why we launched a consultation in July on possible new measures relating to reporting and acting on child abuse and neglect, including the introduction of a new mandatory reporting duty or a new duty to act in relation to child abuse and neglect. It's important that we get this right, which is why we've sought views from practitioners and professionals as well as the wider public. And that includes you, Tom Perry. You've been involved in this consultation process.
Indeed.
May I just say
very briefly,
very quickly, and then we'll come back to Tim Lawson.
In fact, you know, it makes it sound as though the Department or the Home Office has been terribly generous and released this this consultation. They were forced to release it through Amendment 43, introduced in 2014 in the Serious Crimes Bill by Baroness Walmsley. We drafted the legislation for that, and the government could see it was going the wrong way because only one person got up onto their feet to actually speak against the proposals, and the government ceded the consultation. So that's why we're where we are. It's no generosity of the Home Office, I can tell you. The government doesn't want this, and there's a reason which I'm happy to tell you after Mr. Lawton has made a contribution.
Sure, absolutely. Yes, I mean, obviously, we have to kind of keep an eye on the clock. But let me ask Tim Lawton this. The thing that we've seen in this latest scandal involving football is that none of the clubs came forward and did anything about it. They could have done. They had this voluntary code in place. They could have come forward at any time in the last 20 or so years and probably even before that. But nobody did. So does that not give an indication that the current system as it is doesn't work?
And that must change, and that is changing, and that was from a very different climate. Historic child abuse, which happened throughout the church, throughout the BBC, throughout residential homes, throughout music schools, the army or whatever, as we are now seeing, was in a climate where child sex abuse was not taken seriously. It was swept under the carpet. People were not properly aware of it and what they should do about it. That post-Savile has absolutely changed. There is no excuse now whatsoever for people to not come forward when there are proper suspicions of child sex abuse. And that's why we are seeing a huge increase in reporting already. We're seeing a huge increase in cases going to court. Some 50% of cases in our courts at the moment are to do with sex abuse. And this year, the police will be investigating over 70,000 cases of historic child sex abuse alone. So all this is happening. And it's all very well for Tom Perry to accuse me of vivid imagination. I've spent most of my 20 years in Parliament dealing with child safeguarding issues as Shadow Children's Minister, as Children's Minister, trying to work on things that actually work. I'm afraid this just doesn't work. And he can selectively draw evidence. And if we go back to Australia, and you go to somewhere like New South Wales, there has been the figures from New South Wales are really interesting. 10% of all children have been investigated before the age of five. A mass resource drain on resources. 114,000 cases of referrals were investigated a couple of years ago. Only 4,000 out of 114,000 were actually substantiated. So social services are spending a huge amount of time investigating over 95% of services of queries that had no basis to them. We cannot afford to waste valuable time of our social workers, of which we have precious few, who really do need to get on with the job of intervening at the appropriate time and not constantly looking over their back and other professions ticking a box saying, oh, better refer it, I don't know if there's anything to it, but I'd better cover my back and refer it. We must get away from this culture of box ticking and make everybody a criminal if simply they didn't do something that they might have done slightly better. I'm afraid the bureaucracy that surrounds that, the box ticking, the hundreds of pages of rules that govern our social workers and others, is what has been responsible for the failure of child protection services. This government is changing that, I'm proud to say, and putting this extra responsibility on everybody, I'm afraid, really will completely and utterly wreck the system and be counterproductive.
I think we're going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry to cut Tim and Tom off. Tom Perry, who is the founder of Mandate Now,